Whenever I'm asked to speak or to address a group of people, I try to sit down the night before and sort of write a script of what I want to say. And it never quite works. It never quite works because they're my words. And instead, what I usually do is say a prayer and say, Creator, whatever it is that you would have me say, you're going to have to give me the words because I'm a human being and I really can't think as well as you do. Now, some people call God, Jehovah, Buddha, Allah. In our language, we say Tungkashila, and it means the great mystery, because it is a mystery as to how we all got here, how we all managed to survive with the way that we treat the earth. And I could talk to you about the history of my people on this continent. And when I say on this continent, I mean the American continent, which extends all the way to the north, encompasses Canada and all of South America, Central America. The whole continent was the Americas. So all the people are indigenous. You know, and we divided up into Mexicans and Canadians and American Indians. And really, that wasn't the people's choice to do that. But rather than talk about politics and the horrendous things that occurred over the last several hundred years, I think that it's time to talk about how we are all connected. We're all connected. And I've often said that most people on this continent have a smidgen of native blood running through their veins. And it's not my place to say, well, you're not native, so you can't do this, or you shouldn't be doing this. If it's something that's coming from their heart, it's something that Creator has given to them. None of us know, and if somebody does, I'd like to hear about it, who our great, great grandparents fell in love with and had a child with. None of us know if our grandmothers had stepped out and the milkman really was the parent of one of their children. Those are not things that they talk about. Those are not things that they brag about. They're not things that they want their children to know. And that's okay, because what they did, the expression of love they had for another human being, is theirs. But the result of that is that we have all these mixed blood. In another 25 years, we're going to have very few people in the Native community that can say, I'm full-blooded anything. Because even the tribes now, it's very common to intermarry a Lakota with a Navajo with a Ho-Chunk. We all intermarry. And the one thing, as a parent, that I know is I have absolutely no control over who my children fall in love with. I have no control what race my children are going to be. So rather than talk to them about keeping the traditions, keeping the sacred things private, I encourage them to live those traditions. Because in the Native culture, at one time, we don't have religion. We have a way of life. We didn't have Ten Commandments. We had values that we lived by. Among those were generosity and compassion and care for the other people in our community, taking care of our elders, listening to our children. Because 7 generations before we all got here, that's what was happening. All of that was passed down to us, and now it's our responsibility to pass it down to the next 7 generations. Everybody sitting in this room today is a teacher. You'll never know when you say something or do something and a child is in the room, what they are going to take away with that. They might be playing, they might have their earphones on, but they hear everything. I know I did as a kid, and I didn't even have earphones. We all want the best for our families. We all want the best for our children. We all want the best for our planet. And right now is the time when we need to step up. We need to live what we want. We need to start paying attention. No, it's past the time of starting to pay attention. We need to pay attention. Our planet is dying. None of us even know what it is to breathe clean air. None of us have pure water. Why? Because of all the chemicals that go into the air. Because of all the trash that gets in our waterways. Even those of us that do organic farming, we have no control over the rain that falls. We don't know what's in the atmosphere and falls on our land. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. Because the generations before us, some of them didn't listen. Some of them didn't listen. So we all come together and we all sit here together hearing these things and thinking about it. And when we walk out the door, try not to forget it. Try to remember. Remember to do little things. You don't have to do anything big. Just little changes in your life. Try not to use so much power. Try not to let the water run while you're brushing your teeth. Try not to take 20-minute showers, even though they feel good. Try to recycle. Try to remember when you go to the store and you look at packaging. Buy that which has the least amount of packaging, and then try to recycle it. I myself, toilet paper rolls. My daughter thinks I'm crazy because I save them. And then I clip the bottoms and I fold them under, and those are what I start my plants in. Fill them with soil, and when they're ready to transplant, I just put the whole thing in the ground. And as soon as it gets wet, it decomposes. And they have a great garden. I don't like using paper towels or paper napkins. So I go to the thrift stores and I buy used napkins. Sometimes they match and sometimes they don't. But at least I'm not contributing to the pile that might someday land in the landfills. And don't doubt that when things go into the landfills, eventually it finds its way into the fields of our farms and the oceans and those islands of plastic that are out there floating around because of all the plastic that we use. But be aware and try. Try to change something. All of us have one thing in our lives that we can change. And all of us know that we're all connected. You know, look at the person sitting next to you. Just look at them. Do they look like you? Do you know how much you have in common with that person sitting next to you? Even if you've never met them before? Do you realize that you're 70% water? We are composed of 70% water. That's an awful lot to have in common with the person sitting next to you. So that means that there's just another 30% that we need to get to know. And we need to begin to know each other. And we need to begin reaching out and talking to those that we encounter. That's how we're going to change the world. And I have been told that this is the time when the women are going to come together to do that. You know, and men are very important. You have to have that balance. You have to have a balance. But what has happened is that the society has changed to the point where many of our men are taught things that are not healthy. That's why we have so much domestic violence. So many fathers that don't know how to be there for their children. So many children growing up without a male role model in their lives. And we as women need to start teaching our boys. We need to start talking to them. We need to start nurturing that gentle side of them. We need to stop buying them toy guns to play with, toy soldiers. All of those are propaganda that a larger group is brainwashing us with. And until we address the root cause of where we sit in a world that doesn't have peace in it, it's not going to change. I've never known a war that ended in peace. War does not end in peace. There's always going to be struggle. And I've never known a woman who has given birth to a child and held it in her arms and said, "Oh, my dear son, someday you're going to grow up and you're going to get a gun and you're going to go across the ocean and there's this man over there who's a Muslim and you're going to kill him." And at the same time, there's a mother in Southeast Asia holding a child that was just born. And she's not telling that child, "Oh boy, someday you're going to have a gun and you're going to go over to the Americas and kill somebody." As women, I've never known a mother who had a child and whose dream was that it would grow up and fight and kill. So we have to do something. We have to stop the violence. And it begins with us. It begins with us. I'm sure you've heard the term. We need to be the peace we want to see in the world. And it may seem like it's not happening, but it is. When I came out 30 years ago to my community, in the Native community, and said, "I am a lesbian," I was sent away from the ceremony I had done all my life. Today, I know that there are people who go back home and are participating in ceremony as Two-Spirit people. And more tribal members are embracing and supporting the members of the community that are Two-Spirit. It's taken 30 years, but that change has happened. And 30 years ago, I thought it never would. So change is happening even as we sit here. But we have to keep ensuring that it changes. When we have a coming together, we generally do a pipe ceremony. And the sacred pipe is something that is a tool, as each tradition has its tools. Ours was brought by the Buffalo Calf Pipe Woman. As a matter of fact, in the Lakota tradition, most of our ceremonies were brought to us by women. And it involves smoking the sacred pipe, which, if I were to do that and pass it around to all of you, we could be here till 2 or 3. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill it and ask David to smoke with me. After the service, we're going to ask those who want to come out to the sacred fire, which David has set up, and make a tobacco offering. We'll have tobacco there. And what the intent is that you take that tobacco and you put it on the fire along with your intention, with your prayer, with your thoughts of something that you want to see happen. And they say that that's the way that our prayers are carried, to be one with all creation. And so that's what we're planning to do today.